Project 101.5. It's Friday. At this time, we like to invite someone from the Sierra Club to stop by or call in and fill us in on what's happening with the earth, the environment, wildlife, and etc. Mary Catherine Rady is the wildlife chair of Sierra Club. Hello. You there?
Hello. Good morning.
All right. Good morning to you. Thanks for calling in. And I'm sure you've got some things to tell us about. I know you were talking a little bit with the coyote. It was a contest or...
Yes. What happened is a gun store in Los Lunas offered a prize if people would sign up and pay an entry fee, the point being to go out and kill as many coyotes as they could, and whoever killed the most would win their choice of a shotgun or AR-15 assault rifle.
I know there were a lot of people in that. I know there were a lot of coyotes that lost their lives because of it, and I know that there was a lot of protest.
There was a lot of protest, and while you're right, coyotes did die. The contest did go on despite our protests. Some really good things did come out of it, and one of them was... we got some citizen activists who stepped up to really say, no, we do not like this. And one was in Los Lunas, who organized a lot of the protest, and the other is in Santa Fe. Her name's Sue Malley, and she runs Santa Fe Walkabout Tours. And she brilliantly figured out that her business requires, which operates on public land, requires a permit from the public land agencies. And so she went to Senator Udall's office and looked at the Forest Service and the BLM regulations, and with the help of the senator and cooperation with the agencies, they determined that indeed having a coyote contest killing spree on public land doesn't require a permit because it's a commercial activity. So this gun store got letters from both the BLM and the Forest Service saying you cannot participate in this on public land, on Forest Service or BLM land without a proper permit, which takes about 180 days to get, and you have to go through a public comment period. It's a pretty significant barrier to actually having this on public land. And then Ray Powell, Commissioner of State Trust Lands, also sent a letter. He said that indeed you would need a permit for state trust lands to have a coyote contest as well, and he went as far to say as he liked to look at all the applications he got with an open mind, but he didn't think that having a coyote contest on state trust land would serve the public good. So he did not see that it would actually ever be approved. So that was actually a really good thing. He went as far to say as he thinks they ought to be outlawed. And I agree. I think we at the Sierra Club agree too, because
I know that some states do have laws on the books.
Actually, only one. Colorado.
Only one? Only Colorado?
Only Colorado.
Well, I'd heard about Colorado, and I thought they couldn't possibly be the only one, but I guess I was wrong.
They are the only one, and hopefully they won't be for long, because while coyotes can withstand a tremendous amount of killing, I mean, they're not an endangered species, and they've proven themselves as a species to be very resilient. Nobody eats coyotes. And killing them is very disruptive. It doesn't make for fewer coyotes, like a lot of livestock owners will tell you. You end up, if you kill the alpha pair, more will be released to breed, and there'll be more food available, litters will be bigger. You actually get more coyotes, and worse, you get more younger coyotes, and younger coyotes are the ones that most often get in trouble with humans.
So, just like young humans, sometimes.
Yeah, like teenagers everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very disruptive. And so what you're left with, and we have just been amazed at the outcry of opposition, you're left with just ego and bloodlust, using animals for a live target that serves no other purpose but killing. And people have really, we sent out an email alert to our members and asking people to send an email to the governor, asking her to denounce these competitions. Coyotes are beyond regulation. They are outside of any state law, so it's really, you can't just say, don't do it, don't kill them. But over 1,800 people, as of right now, have sent that email.
Wow.
And we're just really gratified to know that coyotes, we often think that wolves have friends, but it's nice to know that coyotes do too.
Mm-hmm. So we want the governor to say what now? We're not talking about getting a new law on the books that says you can't just rampantly kill wildlife.
Well, we're talking about that, but obviously that would have to go through the legislature before it goes to the governor's desk. We would like for her to just come out and say, this is not a valid thing to be doing out anywhere to wildlife.
I wonder what Chuck thinks. I want to find out what the first gentleman thinks about it, because I understand he's quite the outdoorsman.
I understand that too, and I wouldn't hazard a guess as to what he thinks.
All right. Anything else on the agenda today? I know that you're calling in from the Gila, and we hear a lot about that lately with the wolves and the mama wolf that got taken away to wolf jail.
Yes, she's in wolf jail. She's been given a life sentence. There's a lot of issues surrounding whether or not she was even involved in the depredation that she's been accused of and convicted of. Our colleagues at Wild Earth Guardians actually asked for, under the Freedom of Information Act, all the records involving those depredations. And out of 800 pages, they got something like 750 totally redacted, blacked out pages with the information you can't see.
With the black marker, so you can't tell what it's saying?
Pretty much, yes. Like, it's page after page.
What is the point? How much of the report was blacked out? Like 70%?
Around 750 pages of 800.
The only words that aren't blacked out are words like and the.
No, even the ands are blacked out. Black pages.
What are the options now?
So Wild Earth Guardians is suing to get that information because it clearly looks like they're trying to hide something.
They paid somebody to sit there for a week and black things out.
And so we're also hoping that we can get her out of jail for that reason, because if she's been wrongly accused, she certainly needs to be back with her pack in the wild. There was some concern because, a couple of her puppies are collared along with the alpha male, and they wandered away from the rest of the pack on their own. These are puppies that were born last spring, so they're about a half a year old. And there's concern that, now that their mom's not there to keep them, maybe the pack will break up. That's been known to happen. But the latest aerial survey shows that they have rejoined each other, so we're really relieved about that.
Wolves are very social animals, and maybe the most social animals.
Incredibly social. They are pack animals just like people, and they depend on their family members to hunt cooperatively and get food. The pups need their parents to show them what to do, what to eat and what to not eat. So, it's really this time is the critical time. The first winter, even without illegal poaching and trapping, first-year puppies often will not make it through the first winter. So,
and they are endangered.
Highly endangered.
Have been for a long time.
For a while they were completely extinct in the wild in the United States, and then this reintroduction began. Right now we were supposed to have over 100 in the wild, and we've got about half that, both in New Mexico and Arizona combined. So they're very highly endangered, probably the most endangered canine on Earth.
All right, we're rooting for them.
We are.
Now, one last thing that you mentioned. You mentioned something about trapping being an issue, especially this time of year.
Absolutely, which affects both. It affects every animal whose feet touch the ground, but traps are commonly set for coyotes this year. And just everybody out there listening, know that trapping season began on November 1st, and it will end on March 15th, which is 4.5 months. Traps can be on public land. They're allowed by New Mexico Game and Fish, and they only have to be 25 yards from a road or trail. If it's not on a map, they can pretty much be anywhere. So I invite people to go to our website. You can see there how to open a trap should your dog get caught, because the same lures that attract a coyote or a fox will attract a wolf and will also attract your dog. And it's a horrible
They might experience. Accidentally catch you, too.
Yes, and actually what typically happens is that if your dog gets caught, I can't describe with words the force with which these devices close. It's like getting your hands slammed in a car door, basically. It's just horrific. And the dog will be screaming and biting at everything. It's just a pain-crazing event. And so people get hurt trying to get their own dogs out of a trap. They get bitten, and then the dog needs veterinary care, and the people need medical care. It is just a dreadful, dreadful infraction on public land use, and we're working really hard to make that illegal, too. So,
just all the way illegal, huh?
Say that again?
Just all the way illegal? No trapping, period?
Well, you know, mostly, I think, with limited exception, yes. I mean, there are some times where possibly an animal's getting into trouble with people, and I can see using a trap to humanely remove that animal. But to just have them out there not being checked as they're supposed to be, where anyone can get into them, is just wrong. And it's not just, as I said,
they're like landmines just waiting to go off.
Precisely. And, I mean, we talked about wolves a moment ago. Traps are very common down here in the Gila. People are using them for fur. They're catching bobcats and foxes and coyotes, and they're selling the skins. That's why they do it.
I always picture, you know, some guy from 200 years ago with a big old pile of furs going to the trading post. Here you go. How many gold pieces can I get for this?
Yeah, only now picture them with a four-wheeler, not a horse, right?
Oh, I see.
But they're catching Mexican wolves, and we know this. We've done a Freedom of Information Act request there, and they've caught wolves by accident that we know of. Six of them have been injured, and two of them have been outright killed by traps. This is something that if a hunter shot a wolf and we knew about it, all kinds of penalties would come down on
yeah.
that person's head.
Oh, yeah, you can't run around shooting endangered species.
Right,
now,
but apparently it's okay to trap a wolf.
Is there an internet action going on through the Sierra Club's website on this issue, the trapping issue?
There is a ton of stuff you can do. In fact, we've joined with two other groups, Wild Earth Guardians and Animal Protection of New Mexico, to create a coalition called Trap Free New Mexico. And you can go online, just Google Trap Free New Mexico. I think the website is trapfreenm.org. And tons of stuff. There's a take action button, stuff you can do there, sign our petition, all kinds of stuff.
Okay. And that's nmsierraclub.org for the hub.
Yes, for the Sierra Club chapter website, yes.
All right. Mary Catherine Ray, thank you so much for checking in this morning.
Thank you so much
for having
me.
Keeping us up to date, and we're glad you guys are out there fighting the fight for us.
Oh, thanks so much.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.